Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon, and we are here with you for 1 hour leading into Red Sox pregame. You just heard it there from Alex Cora. We are Boston Sports Original, too, by the way. Don't know if I mentioned that. And this is the place to talk Red Sox before the start of the game here on our flagship station. I'm going to open up the phone lines right now at 617-779-7937. Both Stiz and Dan Ball have decided very graciously to stick around. And we're going to go right from here into the Mass Mutual pregame show starting at 7:08. Game 3. Red Sox and Yankees. Do you know how torturous it's been waiting around to get on the air all day for this? Do you know what that's been like? It's been like being in prison. I feel like I've been in prison all day. Just waiting for the sheriff to come open my cell. Like, that's what it's felt like. This has been about as tense as I can remember. And for the wild card round. For a Red Sox team that finished well behind the Yankees in the standings. A team that for much of the year didn't seem like they were really even going to be much of a playoff contender, let alone cemented there into the second wild card in the last month of the season, which is basically what they were. They tried to give it away, but they couldn't because they had such a big lead. Other teams around them sure gave it away. And they've been bouncing back now as it looks like the Cleveland Guardians are right on the cusp of being eliminated. Is that game over, by the way? Is that game over? I think it is. I think they're all done. The Cleveland Guardians. With that tremendous run that they had in the final month of the year, all comes to a screeching halt. And anything that happened before this doesn't matter. Anything that happened before this night right now doesn't matter. And I'm talking about in the history of these two teams. I know it's a big anniversary tonight, 47th anniversary of something I'd rather not reference any further, so I'm not going to. And that is not really relevant right now. 2004, 2003, any of the other matchups that they've had, 2021, none of that really matters right now. All that matters right now is that you have a high school sophomore going and pitching for you against another high school sophomore, and they both went to high school here in the area. you got a couple of rookies. Couple of rookies, Red Sox and the Yankees. And it's not like we're at game 7, all right? It's best of 3. This is it. These are your top guys. Red Sox. I mean, listen, for all the talk about, well, look at what you did. You didn't leave this team with any starting pitchers. Just for the record, and I think they should have done more at the trade deadline too. I think Dustin May was really just sort of a half-assed attempt at showing the fan base, yeah, hey, we're doing stuff at the deadline. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're here. We're keeping it competitive. You know, that's what that came off as. Steven Matz, you can at least say, is contributing something. Dustin Matz, where's he? Still on the IL, I think. And even if he wasn't, would you put him on this roster? I'm not sure I would. But either way, I'm not really here to talk about that. What I want to say is that the Red Sox already started the year down one starter, Cutter Crawford, right? And we knew that he probably wasn't going to be back until much later in the year. But you haven't had him all year, so it doesn't matter. Tanner Houck, who had a terrible start to the year, but then we found out it was an injury that sidelined him for the rest of the season. Depth in your rotation like Hunter Dobbins, like Dick Fitz, guys like that, they're all injured, all right? All of them. You know, this is an unfortunate season for the pitching staff when it comes to injuries. Now, I'm not going to blame everything on that, because knowing at the deadline that you were already short a couple of these guys, you should have been more proactive about that. Absolutely, you should have. But, I mean, you go down the list. Dobbins, Crawford, Houck, Fitz, you know? I mean, even Brennan Bernardino's a guy who could have gone out there and start off a bullpen game. He's done that a couple of times this year. He was a reliable lefty for most of this season, even when they had to send him down. You know, May is out. Not that I think he'd be any good, but I don't know. Would you go with him over Kyle Harrison or potentially this kid Connelly early tonight? I probably wouldn't, to be honest with you, because I'm interested in seeing what Connelly early looks like. Excuse me. I'm all choked up here. I'm interested in seeing if this kid's got it. Can he go to Yankee Stadium? Do you realize that he has not pitched an away game in a major league stadium yet? 2 in Sacramento, 1 in Tampa Bay, which is George Steinbrenner minor league field over there. This is going to be his first time in an away stadium with more than like 10,000 seats. And it's not just going to be any old play. It's Yankee Stadium in a deciding game 3. Listen, I hope this kid is as unflappable as he's looked. Because he's looked good. He's looked like a tough kid who doesn't get overwhelmed by the big bright lights. But let's also be fair here. The big bright lights weren't all that big and bright out in Sacramento or down in Tampa Bay. At Fenway last week in that game against the Tigers, listen, the Tigers still had something to play for in that game. Tigers were still competing. And he pitched very well against them. But I'm not going to expect like I know what we're going to see here. Because I have no idea. I have no idea what Connelly Early is going to look like. I can give you an idea of what I think he's going to look like based off of the other starts that he's made. I think he's going to challenge these hitters. I think he's going to go right after them. I don't think he's going to nibble around the strike zone like Max Fried. I think he's going to try and be more like Garrett Crochet, all right? As for Brian Baio and what we saw from him last night, I thought that was about as gutless of a start as you could have possibly had. And I like Brian Baio. I think that he really has been the reliable arm in this bullpen this year. You saw him hit all these different career highs over the course of the season. I think that he's going to be someone in his prime right now that will be a major contributor to whatever this team plans on doing here over the next couple of years. Absolutely. He's a mainstay in your rotation. But that thing last night, that was awful. That was awful. I heard some people say, oh, you pulled him too early. You didn't pull him too early. You didn't pull him early enough. You know, like it was that kind of start. And he didn't really have all the heat behind him that you expected. You left Garrett Whitlock in there a little too long. And let's not also forget the base running errors, the fielding errors. It was really just sort of an amalgamation of every single thing that the Red Sox have screwed up all year long. You know, when they lose games, they lose them usually based off of one of those things, okay? The starter doesn't go deep in the game. The situational hitting isn't very good. Sedan Rafaela, Jaron Duran. Yeah, Ref Snyder, Gonzalez, all those guys. I mean, nobody was hitting except for Trevor Story and Alex Bregman. That was bad. The fielding was bad. The base running was bad. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, it was a lovely play. But, you know, like that's what we're talking about here. You can't make all those mistakes. You can't really make any of those mistakes. But they made them all last night, and they still only lost by one run because it's the playoffs. And the playoffs are different. Playoffs are different. I think the fact that you have Masataka Yoshida, and I can't believe I'm saying this, the fact that you have Masataka Yoshida starting in the cleanup spot tonight is a tremendous advantage. Tremendous. And I'm talking about a guy whose numbers this year are nothing to write home about. In September, they were much better. And so far, I think he's been one of your scariest hitters. And I think the Yankees know that. And I wonder what you're going to see from a kid like Cam Schlittler, who, since he's been called up, has pitched very well for them. And had a tremendous month of August. He had an ERA in the ones in August. He's been good. He's been good down the stretch. He's been a reliable arm for them. And while I think that he's not necessarily head and shoulders better than a Connelly Early, just in terms of stuff and talent and ability and all that, he's got a little bit more of a sample size to look at and just say, well, yeah, okay, you can feel all right about that. I don't know. You don't have that same body of work here with Connelly Early. You just don't. But what you do have, I think, is a kid who is not afraid. I don't think he's going to be afraid out there. I don't know if he's going to be Josh Beckett in 03. I don't know if he's going to be, you know, one of these other young studs coming out there and dominating in the playoffs. You don't really see that many examples of it over the years. You know, there haven't been that many examples. Connelly Earley is the youngest Red Sox starter in a playoff game since Babe Ruth, I saw. That's good. That's good. It's not like it's been a really long time since something like this has happened.
1916, who could forget?
Ninth, a lovely year, 1916. You know? I don't know what happened in 1916. I'm sure a lot of things. My grandpa turned 3. That happened in 1916. That's about it. I don't know anything else. The reason why I think the Red Sox are going to win tonight, Fitzy, yes, win tonight. I had a couple of problems with stuff Fitzy had to say today. First of all, picking the Yankees. And second of all, lay off my guy, Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, you are upset.
What the most immature thing you've ever seen, Fitzy? Antonio Brown didn't take off his jersey and run off the field? Okay, that's really? Anyway. I mean, listen, I thought it was funny. I can see why people didn't like it. I thought it was funny. I thought Shedeur was funny. Then again, I just am contractually obligated to defend Shedeur Sanders. That's the way it works. But we're not here to talk about Shedeur Sanders, folks. We're here to talk about what I think will be a devastating loss for the Yankees. A loss that will have this team re-examining their entire power structure. You have a situation there with Hank Steinbrenner where you don't really know, you know, like... He's sort of just turned things over to his guy there. And Brian Cashman basically has carte blanche to do whatever he wants. I don't think he feels any sort of heat. I don't think he feels like a bad season or a bad showing here. Getting knocked out by the Red Sox is going to affect him personally. He just signed for 4 more years this year, I think, right? Or maybe it was a couple of years ago. I forget when it was. Either way, he has shown that despite not winning a whole lot here over the last, I don't know, 15 years, that's not really going to affect his job. But it will affect someone like Aaron Boone. And Aaron Boone's been, I think, on that third step for a while now. And listen, you could say that, yeah, Boone will be an easy scapegoat. Somewhere down in the Hank Steinbrenner's soul, the old man's in there somewhere, you know? Losing to the Red Sox at home in a wild card round. Listen, if I'm Brian Cashman, as good of a friend as I am with Hank, I'd really, really be emptying the kitchen sink here tonight. And that's why I think the Red Sox have the advantage. There's much more pressure on the Yankees. I was just talking to Andy about how I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, you know, they're here and that's great and all that, because I don't feel that way. But I think compared to the Yankees, there is going to be a little bit less pressure on the Red Sox. They should still feel as though, yeah, we got to go out there and win, and this is the most important thing in the world, and blah, 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 and all of that. Sure, right. But if they lose tonight, I don't think you're going to reconsider the entire structure of the Red Sox like the Yankees are going to have to do if they lose tonight. They're the favorites, they're at home, etc. I think for the Red Sox, if you go up to 30,000 feet, which is not where I am right now, by the way, I am right here on the ground. All right, I got 2 feet on the ground, and I am pacing, I'm crawling out of my skin today. But if you go up to 30,000 feet, and you ask John Henry and you ask, you know, the big decision makers about this season, they might tell you it's already a success. They might tell you that we've already accomplished what we set out to accomplish this year. Get back in the playoffs. Have freaking electric playoff games. You want them at Fenway, I guess. That's one thing that you would, you know, probably trade in here, assuming that tonight's the last night, but I don't think it is. I think the season will go on. I think there will be freaking electric games at Fenway Park. And I think it'll happen because the Red Sox, as error-prone as they have shown themselves to be, still, in a lot of ways, play the game smarter than the Yankees do. They do. It's just a fact. You look at that Yankee lineup, and you look at the Red Sox lineup, and it shouldn't even really be close, should it? It's 1-1, and both games were decided by a run, okay? You don't have Crochet going. They don't have their best guy going. And all of the pressure, everything is going to be on them. What is important tonight is that the Red Sox score early. And no pun intended there, but they need to get on the board quickly. And they need to put that pressure on that team, on those fans, on that manager, on that owner, on everybody. I want everybody in pinstripes sweating tonight from the first pitch. All right? Who's leading off tonight? I got it here somewhere. Duran leading off. Wouldn't it be great if Duran just first one right over that little porch? And then all of a sudden, all the pressure's on New York. All of a sudden, every single pitch is life and death. I don't think that team can survive that. I don't think they can. I think you get a lead on them, and that's it. They're going to fold. They're a folding type of team. And they know how devastating it would be if that happened. And that's why I think it's going to. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I just looked it up. The Yankees re-signed Cashman 4 years ago, or 3 years ago to a four-year deal. So that could be expiring next year, and maybe, you know, a loss here, and all of a sudden Steinbrenner seeing the Red Sox dancing on his field, maybe they start thinking a little bit differently. I know Andy Hart told you that Dan Ball had given his last trending, but that was a lie because he's right here and he's about to do it again. Here's Dan Ball. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Sound off here before game three, all right? Any smack talk you want to get in there, anything you want to say about anything that happened this year or anything I said or anything you want, you get it right now, 617-779-7937. We got 45 minutes until we get to pregame. We don't take calls in the pregame, so this is when you do it. Again, 617-779-7937. Here's Dan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. Back here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI. Connelly Early has been good. I mean, listen, he's been good in the starts that he's made. That one against Tampa wasn't great, but other than that, those other three starts, the two against the A's were tremendous. He was tremendous in that first one. Very good in the second one, and I liked him last weekend against Detroit. And that's all we have to go on. I mean, that's it. That's really all we have. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios on WEEI Boston Sports Original. And along with Boston, we're coming to you live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can always stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Phone calls piling up here, so let's get to them at 617-779-7937. We'll lead things off with Matt in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, can't find my phone, bro.
Hello?
My bad. I apologize. My bad, dude.
All good, hey, man. We're all pumped up here. Don't worry about it.
I know, no. I totally am. This is a huge game. In Bradford's two-minute grill, which are hilarious, by the way. I got to give Bradford credit. Those interviews or something. But with Connery Early, this kid's as cool as the other side of the pillow. Shout out, rest in peace, legend, Stuart Scott.
Yes.
First went to West Point before he went to Virginia. I'm just quiet, confident. You know, I'm not saying that's going to all work out in a ravenous Yankee Stadium, but, you know, I'll take him over there, rookie. who is from Walpole because he's from Boston. So he doesn't even know his demographics. All right, man. Have a great night. Enjoy the game. Sox in three.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Got to be Sox in three. I heard people yelling and screaming about Schlittler being from Walpole and saying his family's from Boston. As someone who I grew up actually in the city, and then we moved out to the suburbs when I was a kid, but they grew up there, all right? So I claim Boston. I'm not just saying that. But you go to school out of town, you know, you go to other places, and you meet people who say they're from Boston.
Gloucester.
They're from Vermont. It's like, okay. You know, like, whatever. It's fine. I stopped caring about that a long time ago. The more offensive thing that was said through all of that is that his entire family now suddenly became Yankee fan. What is that? What is that? The whole family? I understand you want to root for your boy to do well there. But all of a sudden, you're switching your entire allegiance. Now you just turn your back on the Red Sox. That's more offensive than him saying he's from Boston, in my humble opinion. Connelly Early is kind of a weird, he's kind of like a paradox, you know what I mean? Because he is very cool. He's very cool. He's very chill. But then he gets out there, he's in the dugout, and he's bouncing all over the place. You know, like he's like a little kid. Like he can't control his energy. He's doing backflips in the dugout. Like, you know what I mean? So he does come off as, you know, sort of cool and chill or whatever. But then as soon as he gets out there and is right, he's waiting to go out there and pitch, and it's like he can't control himself. And I kind of like that about him, too. You know, it just sort of goes to show how young he is, first of all, and how just pumped up he can get. Because you got to get pumped up for a situation like this. And nervous energy sometimes can work against you. Lord knows it's worked against me many, many times in my life. But sometimes you can harness it. If you can harness it and go out there and deliver, which he certainly did in those first two games, those so far were the most pressure he's had. And those were the first two games, those were the best he's looked. So now you have even more pressure than that. I don't know if it's more than your debut, but it's got to be right up there. It's your fifth ever start in your life. Deciding game at Yankee Stadium, which has been known to get kind of loud. It's been known to get kind of crazy in there. It's kind of crazy in there last night. Boy, I saw some clips of some Red Sox fans just taking it after the game. That was rough. That was rough. I know what that's like. I've been to old Yankee Stadium. I was there for the game where Pedro hit Soriano and Jeter to lead off to give the first two batters of the game for the Yankees. Pedro hit them both and put them both in the hospital. This was in 2003. Look it up. I was there with my friends, one from Connecticut. He's my college roommate and two of his friends. We were all there at the old Yankee Stadium. Pedro drills Soriano, drills Jeter, first two hitters for the Yankees in the game. And for the rest of the game, I was just getting crap thrown at me the entire time. Popcorn, empty beer cans, full beer can, didn't matter. They were all just flying at me. Anybody wearing Red Sox gear at any point. And this was 22 years ago, so I don't know what it's like now. But I could see some of those videos, some of these people just, you know, these Red Sox fans sitting there like, damn it. I was really hoping I'd be spiking the football on all these people tonight. And instead it was much like my night 22 years ago. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Chester, Massachusetts, where Tom is waiting on the phone. Hey, Tom.
How we doing, fellas?
What's up, Tom?
Hey, you know, I just want to come on here and say the Yankees blow, honestly. Like,
yeah.
I just want to tell all the Sox fans out there, give it everything you got in Red October, and the Yankees suck!
Thank you, Tom. Good call. Great call. That wasn't a good call. It was a great call. Appreciate that. Red October, I like that. It's better than Soxtober. And this has been, so far, a pretty entertaining October. It's only been two games. Only one of them was actually played in October, by the way. That was yesterday. So hopefully October starts to turn around for this team a little bit. And I think they win tonight. I do. I think the pressure is going to be too much for the Yankees. If they had won the World Series last year, I might be thinking differently, but they didn't. They lost in the World Series last year. And they lost in pretty embarrassing fashion. You know, Judge is still probably replaying that pop-up over and over again. And he hasn't exactly been blowing doors here in this series. In fact, you can say that game one, the reason the Red Sox won game one is because of his defense. I think we need to hit a lot of balls out to Aaron Judge tonight. That is the way. Forget Volpe. Volpe's old news, all right? That's what everyone said at the beginning of the series. Just hit it to Volpe. He'll boot it. I don't know about that. That infield defense for the Yankees these first two games has been pretty good. Even Jazz Chisholm, I know it was a terrible throw yesterday, but the unsaid part of all of that, while we all been yelling and screaming about whose fault was it? Was it Eaton? Was it Kyle Hundley? What's his name? the third base coach, you know, like whose fault was it? You got to give it to Jazz Chisholm. If he doesn't stab that ball, then Eaton doesn't freeze up there. And you have to freeze. When you reach out there and make a stop like that, even if he's sprinting all the way to third base, you see him make that snag, you got to stop because you don't know where he's going. He goes home, you're out. So, listen, I mean, I still think he should have gone home. And, I mean, Eaton, when I say that, just because he had a full head of steam and he was rounding third base, and then you force a throw, there was two outs, so you would have had to, you know, expect the next guy to get it. You needed another hit to score the run. Force the issue, you know? Make him make a play. Chisholm threw to first, and he duffed it. Like, he probably would have duffed it home, too. But you got to give Chisholm credit on that. That was a tremendous play that he made. It was a tremendous play to keep that in the infield. And that's the reason why the run didn't score. You know, I mean, we can all blame whoever, but that's the reason. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dave and Bill Ricca. Hey, Dave. Oh, Dave. Dave, I'm going to put you on hold. Let's go to Nolan in the car. Hey, Nolan.
Hey, guys. I just got a couple of things to say, then I'll let you go. I love seeing Lowe and Yoshida in the lineup tonight. I think they both, if not one, or hopefully both, come up to the dish and have a huge hit. I'm just wicked fired up right now. I also love Connolly tonight. I know everyone's saying he's young, but I think that helps him out. I think he doesn't know no better. I think he's going to go out there super fired up. And if he does good, and I hopefully he does, he's going to be a weapon coming down the stretch in the next series. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Nolan. And you're right. If that happens, if Early goes out there and he pitches well tonight and they win and they go on to the next round, not only is he going to be a weapon, he's going to be your number three starter for the rest of the playoffs. Giolito's not coming back, folks. All right? Lucas Giolito's not walking through that door. I hate to put it in those terms, but that's the truth. They came out and said it the other day. Not just this series. No. He's done for the playoffs. And, you know, you kind of saw that one coming, didn't you? Elbow tightness at this time of year? Who comes back from that? Who comes back from that in under like a month or 2 months? No, nobody does. No one ever has. As soon as you heard that, as soon as Cora came out and said that, I knew he wasn't coming back. That being said, if Early can go out there and shove, which I believe is what he has to do, I don't think he can go out there and pitch okay. You know, it's not one of those type of games. It's not one of those just give us five innings, three runs. No. You have to go out there and you have to be very, very sharp. You have to keep those hitters off balance. You have to mix speeds. You have to keep guys off the base paths. You really got to keep them off second base because these Yankees, boy, you thought the Red Sox like to steal signs? These Yankees are off the hook with this. Aaron Judge, I mean, he's out there patting his head, rubbing his stomach. He's doing all sorts of stuff every time he gets on there. And they know what's coming. You don't think Anthony Volpe knew what was coming with that crochet home run? He pointed right in the dugout the second he hit it. Of course he knew. So keep him off the base paths. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Bill and Ayer. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Bill?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Bill, I can. I'm going to need a take from you soon here. I'm going to hang up. Okay, and Bill's gone. He said in the comment line that you can't switch allegiances from Red Sox to Yankees because that he had a family member on the Yankees. Did he say it was Matt Noakes?
Yeah. Said he was related in some capacity. Could have been a lie. He's trying to call back right now. But, yeah, so can't switch allegiances to the Schlittler family.
Wow. Matt Noakes. Something happened. Something weird happened with Matt Noakes. I remember, I think when either I was in high school or I was in college, Noakes had retired by then, I think, right? He'd been long retired. But I remember he was in the news for some reason, and I forget what it was. It was some weird big news story in like 99 or 2000. What was it, Dan?
Wikipedia, in 2000, he was forced to land a plane on an interstate in San Diego County,
what?
In California.
He landed a plane on the highway like Jack Bauer? That's awesome.
Apparently,
I didn't know that.
It lost oil pressure, and he said he could not reach the airport.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I remembered something with Matt Noakes around that time. I did not know that he did the most badass thing anyone's ever done in the history of the world. He landed a plane on the highway?
This story is getting less believable from our caller that he's related to them by the second. I'll just put that out there.
Listen, if I was on a plane, was it his plane? Or like, like a real plane was going down. I was like, does anyone know how to fly a plane? And no, Matt Hoax goes and he lands the plane.
Had to be like his own personal small Cessna or something.
That would have been a better story, I guess. But either way, it's pretty good. 617-779-7937. I just got totally thrown off with the Matt Noakes thing. This is not about Matt Noakes. We're not talking about Matt Noakes tonight. We're talking about the Red Sox and the Yankees of 2025, not of 1995. Liam's in the car. Hey, Liam.
Hey, what's up with the bullpen situation tonight? What do you guys think? I'll let you answer the call.
Okay, Liam, thanks. I can tell you that for the bullpen, based on what Alex Cora had to say, Garrett Whitlock, he said, is likely not going to pitch. He said that Garrett Crochet probably won't pitch, which means I don't think he's going to, but I think there's a chance, like a crazy chance. If it goes like 17 innings or something, then maybe you throw Crochet out there for a couple batters, I guess. I don't know. I can't really envision any other scenario like that, because if it's late in the game, you go to Chapman, right? If you need a power lefty, you just put Chapman in for an inning or two. Why would you go to Crochet on one day's rest? But it's a kitchen sink type of game. It is a kitchen sink type of game. And the Red Sox, despite the fact that they have a whole lot invested in Garrett Crochet and his future beyond this, I think will certainly consider that if the situation calls for it. I'm just having trouble envisioning a situation that would call for it other than deep into extra innings. I think you'd probably try and exhaust all possible options before you do something like that. 617-779-7937. Paulie and Dedham. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, what's up, Christian?
What's up? I saw Paulie at the gas station the other day. I was pumping gas. Paulie pulls up next to me. He goes, "Hey, Arcand." He started talking. Yeah,
no, I looked at you and I told you I was just about to say to you, you know, something. You look just like Christian Arcand.
Right. Yeah,
and you noticed me before. They said, "Hey, Paulie."
That's right.
And that's when I told you. I thought it was like your doppelganger.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, you got the Sox tonight.
Yep.
You had the Sox last night. Who'd you have in game one?
I had the Sox in game one as well.
All right. So
I'm 50-50, yeah.
I get the Yankees tonight, Christian. They.
Well, I don't have that time for negativity, Paulie. I'm sorry. And we're up against the break anyway. And I'm sorry. I hate to hang up on you, but you're picking the Yankees and you're bringing me down. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up before we get to the Mass Mutual pregame show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right after this. Probably the only guy who showed up last night. It's Trevor Story. Christian Arcan here. WEEI. Going to do a little bonus into the 7 o'clock hour before we get to the Mass Mutual pregame show, which begins at 7:08 with me. I'm not going anywhere. I may stop yelling and screaming once the pregame show starts, officially. You know, got to be professional. Well, you should be professional. I'm not, but you should be. That's coming up here in about 20 minutes. First pitch coming up in about 80 minutes. A little under an hour and a half. A couple of finals to tell you about. The Tigers doubled up the Guardians 6-3. And I guess that's just the one final. The Padres and Cubs are through five innings. Cubs are up 2-0. So, you know what this means. In the event that this score holds or this lead holds here for the Cubs, that means that the rule of winning the first game in the wild card round continues. And the longer it continues, the more, I don't know, strong it becomes as a particular statistic. Coming into this, what has this been going on for, 3 years? 3 years, that's it. That's not a big sample size for a three-game series, because let's think about it here. Let's be honest. You win the first game, all the other team has to do is win two in a row. Teams win two in a row in playoff series all the damn time. That's not something that's like a big, crazy thing. That's not like coming back from being down 3-0 like the Red Sox did in 04. That was something. Coming back from being down 1-0 doesn't mean anything. It just so happens that that's how it's gone all this time for these last 3 years in these series. But the longer it goes on, the longer that this keeps on happening, now we're up to what, 14? Dodgers won last night, so that was 13. Detroit today, it's 14. And then if the Cubs hold on, that'll be 15. Red Sox got to make it 16. You got to keep it going for history's sake. And for my sake, too. And for everybody else's sake. Can't lose to the Yankees. You can't lose to this Yankee team, because this Yankee team doesn't really deserve to be there. I don't think. They got a buffoon for a manager. They have a bullpen that's just in tatters. Although, I'll say this. Last night, as much as it pains me to say it, because I really thought that the Red Sox were going to be able to do some damage against that Yankee bullpen, and they really should have. But Fernando Cruz came out there, he pitched his ass off. Yeah, he really did. Even that fly ball out to center field there, I mean, that was not high and deep enough to get out of any park. Yeah, he got that job done. And was he very demonstrative about it? Yeah, sure he was. Did he look like Jabba Chamberlain out there, getting swarmed by flies? Like, yeah, he kind of did. I used to hate Jabba Chamberlain. Whenever he'd get a big strikeout, oh my God, he used to piss me off so much. I was having Jabba Chamberlain flashbacks last night with that Cruz guy out there. But, you know, that's what makes this whole thing fun. I was saying, and I've been saying this for a couple of years, that the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry has lost so much juice since I was, you know, in my formative years. It's almost unrecognizable. The last time there was any sort of animosity whatsoever was Joe Kelly and some schmuck, Taylor Austin. I don't remember the kid's name that he beat up. And how long ago was that? It was a while ago. Since then, it's been all very prim and proper. There's been nothing. And I'm not saying you got to go out there and fight everybody. I mean, listen, I wouldn't want to fight the Yankees. Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. You want to fight Giancarlo Stanton? Have fun. Have fun there, Jaron Duran. Come up to Aaron Judge's belt. You know, like, I don't think that's the way to go about it. But how about a little animosity? You know, how about a little bad feelings? How about a little, we want to walk into your house and kick your ass, and then walk around the stadium afterwards blaring New York, New York on our boombox like Aaron Judge did 4 years ago. How about that? That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see Connelly Early go out there and say, you guys don't have any film on me. You don't know what I'm going to do. And blow him away. Is he going to do that? I don't see any reason why not. You can't point to a start that he's made where it looked like things were really coming apart for him, where it looked like he really didn't know what to do and he had no answers out there on the mound, even in that Tampa game, which was not his best game. And there's only four to pick from, so it's got to be one of them wasn't the best one. Even in that game, I didn't think that he was teetering on the edge of anything. And this is that kind of game. I mean, a decisive game three here where it's win or go home. Big-time nerves. Big-time nerves in a situation like that if you're not ready for it. And I think Connelly Early is going to be ready. I know I'm mostly hoping that he will be. But based on what I've seen of him and the limited exposure that we've had of this kid, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like he can go out there and get the job done. And when I say get the job done, from his perspective, I mean like four innings. Four innings of one, maybe two runs max. You know, the Padres had Yu Darvish go out there. He gave up, he loaded the bases in the second inning with nobody out. They yanked him. He was one inning for the Padres. They probably were expecting a little bit more than that. And they got King in there. They got Peralta in there. You know, like they're empty in the clip, as they should be. Got to score some runs first. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that you hope to avoid. That's the kind of thing you hope that Connelly Early doesn't run into. As for the kid on the other side, as for Cam Schlittler, the pride of Walpole, next to, you know, the prison, of course, you got a kid who I think is very capable, doesn't really pitch like a rookie either, has a much bigger sample size maybe than someone like Connelly Early to sort of look at, and if you're a Yankee fan, feel a little bit more secure about. But I don't really think that matters at this point. I just, you know, I sort of feel like it's mano a mano. Who's going to go out there and be sharper? And I think for a kid like Schlittler, the pressure is going to be more on him than it's going to be on Connelly Early. The pressure in general is going to be more on that Yankee organization than it's going to be on the Red Sox. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dan in Boston. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Guy. Thanks. Hi, Dan. For taking my call.
You got it.
I honestly think they'll win tonight, but the Joe Ryan trade is looming big, or the non-trade.
The trade that wasn't.
the trade that wasn't, because if they had him, what do you think?
If they had Joe Ryan, what do I think? I think they'd probably see a series probably be over by now. I think if that was Joe Ryan pitching last night instead of Brian Baio, then I think he probably already won the series. That's what I think. I don't know that that was ever really a possibility. I don't know that the Red Sox, did the Twins want Jaron Duran? Like, you know, I know that there was a deal on the table with the Padres for Dylan Cease. It was Cease, a catcher whose name escapes me, and another prospect. And that was the possible Jaron Duran trade that was not. I don't know for sure that there was a Joe Ryan trade that was on the table that never happened, because they wouldn't include Duran. Like, that never got reported. It got reported with San Diego. And San Diego had been horny for Jaron Duran for months. All right? They were going after him long before the trade deadline. And the Red Sox kept saying, no. And I'm not even here to say that I think that was a bad move. I mean, listen, Dylan Cease having him right now would be nice, sure. But I'm not going to say that Jaron Duran, like, oh, yeah, forget about Jaron Duran. I think that he's not had a great year this year, and he's definitely not had a good playoffs, but it's not just him. Ref Snyder's not been good in the playoffs. Romy Gonzalez hasn't been terrible at bats last night. Both of those guys who were supposed to be your big lefty killers, and they barely showed up. So I'm not going to throw it all on Jaron Duran. I will say, though, that third run, I mean, that was 100% on him, and he said as much. And there's not much else to say about that other than he's got to get his head in the game, okay? That was, you know, where are you at, buddy? Like, you gotta close the glove on that thing. Terrible time for that to happen. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, hold on. We will have a little bonus baseball for you here, as the pregame show doesn't start until 7:08, so we'll break right now. We'll come back for about 5 minutes, get to the rest of your calls, and then it's off to the Mass Mutual pregame show, and then it's first pitch, Yankees and Red Sox, Game 3, right here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.